for a nice arrangement.
And so then our neighbor lived down here. She wanted to sell out. Her husband had died and the boy had gone in service. And so she wanted to move to Paris. So she, we had rented the place 2 years from her anyway, and because we needed it for our cattle. And so she told me that we could have it for $4,000. It's 20 acres. So we took it then, she and I. And so we made that arrangement the same as we did the other. Mm-hmm. So we have then the 40 acres. The other was 28 acres, it's 48 acres. The other was 28 acres that we have sold in the Red Clover. Nice. And then this was 20 acres. So all of it makes it work out real good. And we can pasture, you see, all this down here, and it saves a whole lot of extra work, and then we can see the cattle. Mm-hmm. Now before, when we had the dairy cows, why, it went clear back up yonder to the, well, this first little house after you pass the store, it's a little a block house. And now our land goes to that and goes clear back. That was my mother's part. And anyway, we had it there. 28 acres. So she had beans on it 2 years ago. That was her project, was the bean. So I told her I'd sow it then that fall in wheat, and we'd see how it did. Well, the wheat did real good. Mm-hmm. And so in February then, well, we got the man to bring the fertilizer out and to put the red clover seed and all the grasses and things in it and scattered it all over it. And that way, when we combined the wheat off, this clover and stuff, you see, was good, but it wasn't high enough to make hay out of, because they clipped part of the top off in combine, the wheat. So here then, about 1st September, no, it was that part of August, we was going to make clover seed out of it, but it rained so much that the stalk got too tall and stubble, and it didn't make seed, it made hay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we had to make hay out of it. So we got 1,200 bales off of it. Mm-hmm. Then, but before, when we had the wheat and all, we made it, and there was nearly 4,000 bales of it. And so J.W. baled it for us. So he got part of that. And then, but the last, why, we had it. Now, he has a power baler. And then they had part of it year before last was rolled in those old big rolls. That was the first time I'd ever had anything of that. But we had us a thing made on it that you hook on the tractor, and you lift those things up, and you can just carry them wherever you want, because they really are rolled tight.
I see.
And she'd take that and carry it out here and scatter it over the fields, you see, at different places. And then the cattle would eat it. Mm-hmm. And it'd take about three times a week to do that. Mm-hmm. And that way, you see, it enriched the ground. The cattle all stayed out in the open. And the seed would fall down, and that's made those fields whole lot better.
Oh, very good. Very good. You're really a scientific farmer.
Well, I really enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
Yes. God's been off good to us. She and I too.
Uh-huh.
But it does. And then we top dress it, you see, in the springtime with fertilizer. And that keeps what you take off then, you see, that fertility is added back to it in the fertilizer and keeps your ground improving. And we've enjoyed farming and doing things.
I'd like to ask you some questions about some things that you mentioned here. You mentioned you had a good-sized garden when
uh-huh.
you were
yeah.
young.
Uh-huh. We do every year.
Would you name the different things that you
vegetables.
Would grow? Yes, and
well,
how you
kind
said
of.
You had a cellar
mm-hmm.
that you kept
yeah.
in.
Uh-huh. Yeah. In 1941, we had to dig us a well,